Bluetooth on my phone. Maybe that's what was messing us up. Let's see if we came up this time. I'm not getting the cannot access the stream message. So maybe it worked this time. I just have to go back to Tuamrang Station. Sorry, guys. I think we're up and running, though. It looks that way. Yes. Okay, good. It's up. Okay, yeah. I don't think it came up the first time. I can't really tell. There we go. Okay, so let me make sure I have all the requests. I think I do. Happy Ma. I don't have yours. Good morning. Happy Toes is new. Okay, Perfect Blood. We're doing for Jan. Way up near the top of the cancer etc. list that we work on after. One moment. You know what? That's actually easier to just go type your name in. With Perfect Blood, since you're the only one. Okay, so we're going to start. We start with emotions. I go through a series of treatments that cover pretty much everything and try to let you guys know what we're working on so you know when you're being treated. We do have the device on again today. The lasers, one of the probes again is under the feet. One is on the front chest. So really our immune down to the top of our digestive covers a lot of ground. The laser on that device is on T4, so skin, breast, T5, circulation, heart, emotional, physical, heart, both. T6 diaphragm, so we're oxygenating. And then I have one of Tom's headsets that he put the supplements into the headset instead, and I believe these were a gravity, anti-gravity thing when we did them, reminding me to bring in mine. And then these are entangled to the Galaxy device in the office. So those are around the feet of the doll that the probe is, but we have the device on. And then we have the glasses, which are again updated to the Galaxy machine. They're sitting underneath the camera. On the tripod, straight at me, but also sending to all you guys. So that's what's happening for devices here, just so we know what we're playing with today. So again, we're starting with emotion. See to both sides, open up the neck, open up the motor cortex. I like to do the sleep in this also with static. Huh. Does anybody else have static besides Esther? Do we have a really bad connection? I wonder why. Nothing's any different than it ever is. Huh. You're welcome, Suzanne. So if anybody else has static, could they let me know so I'll know if it's something that's maybe on just one kind of a tech glitch for one person, or if it's, thanks, Dina, if it's an overall happening with everybody, which would mean it's on my end. So opening up the frontal lobe from C2 both sides, first on the right-hand side, actually opening both, but right-hand side. We work relaxation, peace of mind. We slow down the brainwaves, so it is a form of brainwave entrainment. Left side works on memory, focus, cognitive function, anti-aging, dementia, ADD, brain fog from chemo or other medications. So all of that anti-aging for our brains. Open up GV22, works on PTSD, so fight or flight, survival, things like fear, grief, anger works on our neurotransmitters, our brain chemistry. We can bring it right down to yin tang, the olfactory nerve. Okay, Marsha, we'll work on the gut too. So bring that down into the olfactory nerve for everybody. So this is cranial nerve 1 is very connected to trauma. Part of how our sense of smell really has a way of triggering memories. So we're working yin tang. Also produce the melatonin here, so it helps us with deep sleep, deep relaxation, emotional balance. We've always used it for visualization as well. So right down into the third eye. Let's take it to the insular cortex. We integrate mind, body, spirit. So we're harmonizing, integrating, clearing deep-seated fears, phobias, compulsive tendencies. Left side of the brain, we work on the speech centers. Let's work to also stimulate creative mind here on the insula. Bring it forward, left side frontal deletes, again, those tendencies, compulsive type things. Back to Tai Yang. Again, good point for intuitive guidance as well. Can come in many forms. Very often sense related in some form. We hear, we see, we feel, we whatever. So open that up. Open up Tai Yang. Open up CNE. Opens in front of the ears, into the jaw, open the subclavian arteries, comes up from the aortic arch, bring it up through the neck, shoulders, sky window. So sky window opens carotids, we can take that into vertebrals, basal or into the brainstem, open the nerve pathways, relax the neck, the shoulders, the jaw, the upper back, which helps us open the nerves, bioelectrical, and circulation, again, through the neck, the shoulders. We carry our tension, a lot of it right there. So Tom's trauma points, he uses yin tang, tai yang, GB8 for the hippocampus, TW20, also right there, near the GB8 point. Bring it back again to the brain stem, into GB12, opens the neck, from C1 to 7, down the front of the body, kidney 27 to 1. So we ground, balance, support. As we pull the chi down from the chest to the feet, we pull it out through the soles. Again, it's like the roots of a tree to the earth. Open up all the systems, immune, respiratory, cardiac, digestive, genitourinary, circulation down the legs, top of the feet, liver 3, out through the soles, kidney 1. Kidney 1 is a good focus if you're having a hard time sleeping. So just the soles of the feet help to ground us. So the next thing we're going to do is metabolism, endocrine. Yes, we'll do the deep sleep there. I skipped it in that last one. Although we did the melatonin. So here we go, triple warmer 16, 17, cleans out metabolism, side effects, anybody in chemo, people doing radiation, people taking medications, anything we pick up environmental can also clean out things like bacteria, viruses. So TW16, 17, also growth hormone is metabolism, so GB22. Let's get the telomerase at 23, so works on integrity of the DNA, works the growth hormone into the endocrine system. We have our signals on the hypothalamus. So there's a lot of regulation that goes on here. The signals come here, the hypothalamus, pituitary, actually create some of the chemicals, as well as sending out signals telling the body what it needs to do. BEL6 is anything endocrine. We can bring it back again through the motor sensory nerves, top of the head. Brainstem, circadian rhythms, open up BL9, GB17, also good for things like sleep apnea, which can interfere with sleep for people that have those kind of issues. So we can open that at the same time. Open the occipital ridge, opens the neck, the lower part of the neck, the trapezius muscle, opens the thoracic spine. So again, we're opening up some of the endocrine, opening up for any inflammation, working immune, working nighttime issues in there. C67 with T12347, we treat Hashimoto's thyroid. It's an autoimmune issue. We also take that C67 to the front, ST910. Those would be both sympathetic, parasympathetic points for the thyroid, parathyroid. So we got the breast at T4, a kidney 24 on the front is also endocrine. T7 left, we work night issues. Also open blood supply at T7. We want to take it to the pancreas. So what I just meant to say? Well, yeah, sugar balance. Yeah, that is what I meant to say. We're doing endocrine. I was still thinking sleep. So yes, T8, pancreas on the front, kidney 20, stomach 21, open up for sugar balance, open up. So both, actually got both immune and metabolism. So we just got both type 1 and type 2 diabetes in that. We'll get it again when we do the immune, when we do the digestive. Bring it down. Adrenals, L1, bring it through the lumbosacral area, the lumbar spine. We have all those male-female organs. They're endocrine-based, so again, back and front, which I can do because I'm using my hands. I obviously could not do that if I was using a hammer. So sometimes good things come out of things that are not easy, like the broken wrist. So I was writing a friend. So Esther, we're grounding us all again for deep sleep, bringing it through the pudendal nerve into the pelvic bowl, the endocrine organs, to the ground, liver 3, kidney 1. Esther put a message in for someone else, and I said I had done the same thing with my handy person this morning. So the message I sent was actually for a friend, and it was about the clip. So Tom, I know some of you guys, if not all of you, watch Tom's webcast. And he's been using these entangled clips. Mine's not right here. I had it on earlier this morning. I left it on the island. But entangled clip, so it's got a lens. It's got a little box on it that we can put things in. So one of the things I put in it, a couple weeks ago now, maybe more than a week, is calcium for the ligaments and the tendons, because that's the part of my wrist that really just was still really giving me a lot of trouble. Anyways, I started wearing that, and I have really noticed a really big, I feel like I've like shifted in a really big way, like I'm into the next peace, and a lot of the inflammation is gone, and the pain has been gone, and the just different, feels stronger again, but just kind of more solid. Anyways, it's just kind of, you know, the things Tom does. So we're going to work on brain circulation, neurologic, and energy building next, which is a good follow-up to deep sleep, because if you're not sleeping, you're probably tired, right? Open up the front of the neck. Let's open up Tian Dong for circulation. We're going to open up the brain circulation first. Open up again, subclavians up, sky window, carotids feed into the circle of Willis, as does the brainstem and other places in the brain. Open up back to the triple warmers over the shoulder blades. So the whole SCM area, again, opens circulation, also opens up nerve function, bioelectrical flow. The brain circulation to BL9, to GV17, taking it to, we got the triple warmers, GV22. So regeneration, growth hormone, regeneration in the nerves, regeneration for the vessels. Motor sensory is great for fatigue and energy building. So we open the top of the head, the motor and the sensory nerves, these cortexes of nerves. And we pull the chi in through the top of the head. We let it wash down the spine, down the front of the body. We charge up the system. Let's bring it. Okay, so we have the brain stem. Let's do the occipital ridge again. We open up the lower part of the neck. So the long thoracic for the diaphragm helps us oxygenate. We open up into GB12, the whole neck shoulder area. Let's open up the neocortex, all the facial nerves. Brings us back to GB12. We can take it all the way down the spinal artery, all the spinal nerves, head to toes. C5, 6, 7, we mentioned long thoracic to the diaphragm, T6. We also have the brachial plexus there. It goes down the arms into the ulnar radial medial nerves all the way to the fingers. So through the elbows, wrists, down to the fingertips. We brought it down the spine on the spinal artery. So we got the anti-inflammatory immune points at T1, 2, 3, 4, and 7. We got the heart vessels, circulation at T5. We got the diaphragm and the pericardium at T6. T7 was more circulation down. Take it to the nerves in the low back area. Let's open L4-5 for the sciatic nerve. Anybody working sciatica? Let's work S2 through 5. Take S2 out to the hips, down the GB meridian. Take it down to GB34, 39. Pudendal S2 through 5 behind the knees. Opens pelvis again, the low back area. And all of that pudendal nerve down behind the knees. Take it to the front, phrenic, LI-17, vagus, LI-18, diaphragm, CV-17. So these are the nerves into the the chest, the abdomen, the GI tract, heart, lungs. So open up, bring that energy down, all the way down the kidney meridian, back to the feet and the ground, to liver 3, kidney 1, below the knees, to recharge the batteries, rebuild, store up the chi in the lower dantians, CV6, CV4, back to the feet, liver 3, kidney 1, sinus, eyes, ears, nose, mouth, and throat come next. Neocortex loop is nerves to all of the above. So open up GB6 to 12, open up. Let's open up the SCMs up. So again, we're opening circulation up through the neck and the shoulders. Again, we're still loosening up the muscles. We're taking it up into the jaw, into the CNA. Okay, sinus, eyes, ears, nose, mouth, throat. So we're at CNA. Let's do yin tang, tai yang, BL1, BL2, BL3. Let's go back and get facial arteries on the neck. So triple warmer, 16, 17, do the circulation, do the GV22 for regeneration, get the motor and sensory nerves to all these organs, especially the sensory at GV19. A lot of, most of our sense function is in these organs, along with our skin, which is a whole other story, right? Anyways, back through the brainstem, the visual cortex at GV19. We can do the neocortex loop again for all that nerve function. GV12 through the neck. So C1 to 7, but bring it around and open the whole facial area. Yin Tang, Tai Yang, BL1, BL2, BL3, 4, 5, 6. Tai Yang, CN8. Open the sinuses, open around the nose, below the eyes, around the teeth, the gums. When we got the neck, that C6-7 worked for calcium balance, for teeth, for gums, for bone structure in the jaw, but all through the body, bone growth everywhere. Regulate that. That's also in the throat region on the front. The thyroid, parathyroid regulates the calcium. It's still opening up the throat. So we ouch point all the points. Let's open up again. Back in front, T1, 2, 3, 4, 7. Kidney 27, 26, 25, 24, 21. Bring all that down to the feet. Tops of the feet, liver 3. Kidney 1 grounds us. Excuse me. I have nothing to drink. Virus prevention, immune and joints. It's a lot to just talk straight for like an hour. Okay, virus prevention, yiming. So back of the head, yiming and GB12. So we're opening up the parotid glands, the salivary glands. Edith. I don't know if I know Edith. Do I? Maybe. Okay. Okay, so let me see. Suzanne is here for spa. Okay, let me grab these requests. We just did Marsha's sciatica. Terrible with names. I probably do need know Edith, and that was bad. I can't think of who it is. Maybe. Okay, let's see. Oh, there you are, Jean. Good. Okay. There you are, Allison. Good. Okay. I haven't really looked for a minute. Okay. So Eileen and Rain Man. Beverly, good morning. Yep. Okay. I was glad to hear Coco walked more yesterday. That was awesome. Okay. So where am I? We're doing virus prevention, immune and joints. And we started. We'll do it again. Okay, start at Yiming. I got distracted. What else is new, right? The mind is so funny like that. You're all centered and focused. Before you know what happened, it's off and running again. So, we are opening Yiming in GB12. I like to open triple warmers. Clean out the metabolism. Tom would do T1, 2, 3, 4, 7, kidney 27, 26, 25, 24, 21, immune, front and back, back and front, sympathetic, parasympathetic. So boost the immune system. Open up. We got the lungs, the airways, the lymph. Let's go C5, 6, 7, phrenic, LI17, down. 2, T6, diaphragm, CB17, kidney 22 on the front, get lung 1, lung 2 as well. So we are opening up the lungs. We can open up T5 also for the heart, the vessels, kidney 23 for the virus prevention, and again, strengthen some of those organs like our cardiac and respiratory systems, along with just overall immune strength. Let's take it back to work the joints. We can do the neocortex loop, works tendons, muscles, ligaments. Let's do GV22 for the endorphins and pain, also for regeneration. Take it to the endocrine system. Helps to balance calcification in the system, so things like joints would respond to that. Also, soft tissue. Open the motor sensory nerves, top of the head. So again, we're loosening the whole spine, opening up the nerve pathways, taking it through the brain stem again, more nerve pathways. Taking it to the occipital ridge for the traps, which is a big muscle. Neck and shoulder area. We carry a lot of tension there. It's another one of those very hefty tension spots. Also opens up thoracic spine, so it's opening immune system again. Let's take that GV12 to C5, C6, 7. Again, the brachial plexus opens the shoulders. Take it down to the elbows, we're opening joints, wrists, fingers. We got the immune to clear inflammation. So any of those itises, T1, 2, 3, 4, 7, kidney 27, 26, 25, 24, 21. Take it down to the hips. So ouch point, the hips, L4 and 5, again into the sciatic, S2 through 5. Into the pudendal, take S2 out again, down the GB meridian, take BL meridian down behind knees to the ankles. We're still opening up the low back, the hips, the femur heads. We got the phrenic vagus, bring it down through the chest, bring it down to the hips again, the femur heads. The pudendal at stomach 30, liver 12, spleen 12, bring it down into the knee, spleen 9, 10, liver 8, stomach 36, GB 34, all around the ouch points around the knees, open up for mobility, flexibility, inside and outside the ankles, GB 39, is that right? Yes, I think so. Inside, liver 3, kidney 1, ground. Respiratory cardiac back to the Tien Dong. And the SCM's up. Okay. So we're opening the circulation through the neck to the brain, to the brain stem. BL9, GB17 regulates cardiac respiratory function. So both cardiac and respiratory centers are located on the brain stem. So we want to open the medulla, the brain stem. BL9, GB17, TW16. 17. So clean out metabolism, open up circulation, open up regeneration. GB22, again, the clotting factors from the endocrine. So BL6, take it back through the brain stem. The occipital ridge helps open long thoracic to the diaphragm pericardium, so helps regulate the breath. Also helps open the heart vessels. So let's take the long thoracic to GB12 to C5, C6, 7. The occipital ridge to GB12 to C5, 6, 7, T6 diaphragm. T1, T2, T3, T4, T5, T6, T7. Back through the immunes, anti-inflammatories, lungs, vessels, airways, heart, diaphragm, circulation into the lower body. So we can go back, phrenic, vagus. Open the SCMs up again through the carotids, back into the vertebrals, basal or the brain stem, up through the circle of Willis. Bring it to the chest. Bring it to CV17, kidney 23, kidney 22. Heart, diaphragm, vessels, ghrelin hormone, metabolism. Take it down from the hips to the feet. Oh, excuse me. Every time I ground us, I get a little more relaxed and I've got that whole down to the ground, liver 3, kidney 1. I've got that whole really tingly thing going. I don't really know what's in the headset that Tom handed to me Saturday that I accidentally wore home that we're using. I think it's Cinnabar, and I think it is like a relaxation emotional thing. And I'm just like sleepy again. I've been really kind of sleepy off and on like these last days. So, but I've got all the tingly, like every time I sit in front of this device, my whole upper body starts to tingle. And this could be part of what's happening with my wrist beyond the calcium in the little box. I don't know. Something's clearly healing it. So again, I've got this stuff set up really for everybody. So we have digestive, weight, genitourinary next, then we do emotions again, then we dive into the other things that need to be treated, or that will be treated. Okay. That one needs to be highlighted. Oh, making me so sleepy. I have to go look at a bathtub after I'm done with you guys. Make sure it's comfortable to sit in before I buy a bathtub that I hate. Okay, Marie Patrice. Let me highlight your name. Bruce. I already did Jean and Zanny. Okay. There might have been someone else. Maybe not. Okay. So we'll keep going with the digestion, weight, genitourinary. Okay. You mean digestion and genitourinary. Works well for both. Open up the parotid glands, salivary glands, initiates the whole digestive process. Open up triple warmers, 16, 17, balancing metabolism. Open up, metabolism helps us balance weight. Open up GB22, 23. Again, we regulate the appetite here, the signaling. We'll come back as part of a signal piece of the weight run. Open up BL6 endocrine. I think endocrine plays a part in our weight as well. So we are bringing it back into the brain stem, which is the root of the vagus nerve. Vagus innervates the whole GI tract all the way down. We're also going back into the occipital ridge in Yiming. Occipital ridge is going to open the whole thoracic spine as well as the diaphragm. So again, part of our digestive function. GB12 for the cervical plexus, open up C5, C6, 7, T6 diaphragm, relax the diaphragm, open the abdominal region, T1, 2, 3, 4, and 7, kidney 27, 26, 25, 24, 21, open and clear inflammation, so things like colitis is inflammatory, Crohn's is inflammatory, IBS, So clear any inflammation. Esophagitis is inflammatory, and digestive. Open up the whole GI tract, so from T8 to 12, L4, L5. From kidney 23, we bring that down. We open the middle warmers, the ST21 to 25, to the pelvic bowl. We open up CV6, CV4. So again, we're opening the organs. We can open up T6, stomach stretch receptors, ghrelin at kidney 22. We signal the brain about appetite. We can open T4 for leptin. We can open the brain stem signaling. It's being passed up to the hypothalamus, pituitary, GB22, and take it over to the insular cortex. Bring it back to the brain stem again, GB12, vagus nerve, down, again through the GI tract. Let's take T7 down also into the whole lumbosacral area for the endocrine-based male-female organs as well as the urinary tract. So lumbosacral, both, as well as the pelvic bowl. So doing wide, we're getting all the CV, stomach, kidney, liver, all these meridians as we work the front of the doll. Ooh, excuse me, bring the chi down to the ankles. Bring the chi down to the feet. Back up below the knees on the front. So ST36 is a GI point. It also recharges the batteries, which I obviously need. And when we recharge the batteries, we go to the pelvic bowl, so we're still working ouch points for the genitourinary and the lower GI system. Allison, good absorption. Bring it down to the feet and ground, liver 3, kidney 1. I guess I better get moving. It's 9:39. Here we go for the trauma emotions. Let's go to, like Tom would do, yin tang. Olfactory or young factory, as he calls it. Tai Yang. CN8. Oh, that's mine. That's not his. Yin Tang Tai Yang. GB8. TW20. C2 both sides, GB13, 14 both sides. So again, relaxation, peace of mind, memory and focus, GB22, 23, right down, all the way down into yin tang. So emotional balance, intuitive guidance, PTSD, trauma, anxiety, fear, all kinds of things that we can release. Insular. Left side frontal lobe, GB13. Back to yin tang. Back to tai yang. Back to CNA. ST1112, SI1617, TW1617, GB2021. Take all the energy to the front, the chest, wash it to the feet. So any of that trauma, anxiety, it's released. We just want to wash it down, right out through the soles. We can let it go. And Tang. Tai Yang. GB8. Down. To the feet in the ground. So liver 3, kidney 1. Okay, we'll do Virginia's lungs when we do Bruce. 1 second, I have to see if Cynthia sent me an email. I didn't see one before class. But that doesn't mean anything. Anyways, we're going to go through the cancer list. We're going to do Parkinson's, ALS, MS as one thing. Yes, Cynthia is here. Okay. Stage 4 uterine will also, ovarian, we'll also do when we do Cynthia. When we work on you, we'll do Suzanne's too. Okay, so first we're doing perfect blood. Then we're going to do the Parkinsonian's, ALS, MS stuff. So perfect blood, we're getting the CLL with Mets for Ken. We're getting Happy Mama. We're getting anyone else that is in Tom's group that's given me permission to work on them. So triple warmer 16-17 will be part of all of the next bunch of treatments. We balance metabolism, clean out toxins, rev up metabolism for healthy balanced cell growth. We want to clean out unhealthy cells, replace them with healthy new growth. GB22, the growth hormone. 22-23, also the telomerase. BL6 as well for the endocrine system. Helps to balance calcium and clotting factors in the blood from the parathyroid. So we can open up top of the head, loosens the whole spine, charges the system. Again, good for everybody. Just charge it all up. Helps open all the nerve pathways as we relax the spine. We can take it to the brainstem for the brainstem cells again. Always part of the anti-cancer work. Open up the occipital ridge into GB12. So occipital ridge, we are calling it BL9.5 these days because it's between 9 and 10. Opens again the traps, the whole thoracic spine, so it's actually a great point. Open up GB12, helps open the whole neck shoulder area, so down to the C6-7, the thyroid, parathyroid, the ST9-10 on the front, the clotting factors. Opening T1, T2, T3, T4-7, immune, autoimmune, T cells, B cells, healthy immune function, bone marrow, spleen. Take it to C5, 6, 7 again, always part of the work. Long thoracic nerve and phrenic LA17 on front. Both innervate the diaphragm, T6, CB17, kidney 22. Open up for oxygenation. For blood specifically, C7, T1, T7, T9, T11, L2. Open the front, phrenic again, vagus again through the chest. bone marrow immunes, open up again, all the organs, spleen, liver, the stomach, right down through kidney, stimulating the red cells, bring all that chi to the feet, grounding it at liver 3 and kidney 1. So tremor and Parkinsonian symptoms is next. Also, if Matt or anybody is around with ALS, we do that, and we do the MS. We've got the motor sensory in there. The MS is immune. We've actually hit the points a bunch, but we'll hit them again. So Janice, I think, is probably on, is usually on, might not be today. But we'll send it to her anyways. And again, that gets any of the itises. Okay. I don't know, maybe I missed request. No, she's not on today. She must be off somewhere. Okay, so, anyways. I'll keep going. So, let's get Tiandong. Let's get Sky Window up, back to the brainstem. So we're opening this circulation, open basal ganglia, basal artery, stimulate dopamine, open the nerve pathways, GV17, BL9. So we have that circulation open to the brain from the front, right back to the brainstem. Triple warmer 16, 17. GV22 regenerates 22, 23. Motor, association, sensory. GV21, 20, 19. BL6, 7, 8 into the brainstem. So again, nerve pathways, dopamine production. Open the facial nerves. So from GB6 to 12, the neocortex loop also helps mobility. It is tendon, muscle, ligaments as well. So we can open the occipital ridge. GB12 opens from C1 to 7. We're taking it all the way down the spinal artery. So T1 through 12. L1 through 5, S1 through 5, behind the knees, behind the ankles. Open up the C5, 6, and 7. We've got the circulation on the neck. We're getting the calcification, getting the brachial plexus, shoulders. Take it again on the radial medial nerves, down the arms, to the elbows, wrist, hands, fingers, T1, 2, 3, 4, and 7 clears inflammation, works on the itises, so the arthritis for people. We open the joints again, L4, L5, S2, 3, 4, 5, open up the hip joints, the femur heads, open up behind the knees, behind the ankles, open the front again, the chest. Subclavians down the arms to the elbows, wrists, hands, fingers. Chest down to the hips. Circulation down the spleen meridian, right down to the knees. Liver 8. Spleen 9-10. Stomach 36. GB 34 to 39. Take it inside the ankles. Tops of the feet, liver 3. Kidney 1, ground. Okay. Boy, this device is very, very powerful for relaxation. I think it's the Cinnabar. Plus, it's near this other device right around where I always keep the probe to ground the doll. So it is just like knocking me out. I don't know about any of you guys, if any of you are getting this or not, but it has made me very sleepy in the last hour. Okay, that was the tremor Parkinsonians. We did the sinuses, we did the tinnitus, we did teen and thyroid nerves. We did John Kay and his group. We did Kimmy Coco. We did Ken CLL. Patricia Samuel, Dolly and Pat, J. Dean, Esther, Blue Sky with her crew. Sydney, let's do neurofibromatosis, okay? We'll send some chi to the eyes at the same time. Here we go for Sydney. Triple warmers, 16, 17 again, metabolism, GV22, 23, growth hormone, telomerase, BL6, we balance hormones, all the hormone-based things we work right here up at the top of the head. We open up the motor and the sensory nerves, especially sensory to the eyes. Open up the visual cortex, GV19. Open up the brain stem for all the nerve pathways. Open the neocortex loop, the gaze center above GV8 to GV12 to facial arteries to C34, focus around to the right eye, but open up both eyes. Yin Tang, Taiyang, BL1, 2, we can get BL3. Let's get BL6 again. Take it to Yin Tang, Taiyang, CN8. Open up the neck and shoulders again for Sydney. So relaxing it, opening the circulation also up to the eyes, up to the brain. Good for you too, Diane. Open the occipital ridge, GB12, C1 to 7, T1 through 4, T7, L1, L2, T9. Take it down from the front. Phrenic diaphragm. We got the long thoracic and diaphragm at the same time on the back. So C5, 6, 7, T6, LI 17, CB 17 for Sydney. Take the kidney meridian on the front. Bring it all the way down again from the chest through the immune function, through the liver, helps detox. Kidneys help detox and fluid balance. The adrenals help balance the stress hormone and are part of the endocrine, as well as the pancreas we got on the way down, also endocrine hormone balance, sugar balance for anybody doing diabetes. Bring it to the toes and the feet, liver 3, kidney 1, right out through the soles. Okay, we get the skin with Cynthia. Casey's wife for breast. Marie Patrice is on for breast. Zanny is on with breast. So we're going to get breast next. Again, we'll also get skin at the same time, and we'll get skin again when we do, when we work on Cynthia. Okay. So that's next is breast. Send it to Judy in Germany. Okay, your aunt and uncle can't sit still and you're very sleepy. Interesting. And Allison, you're relaxed. Yeah, I'm just like mush. I mean, I have to go out. It's like, you're gonna be kidding me. I want to lay down on the sofa and sleep. But anyway, so your aunt and uncle can't sit still. Interesting. Okay. Hi, Carolyn. Yeah, we've done diabetes a few times already this morning. Both 1 and 2. We just did the eyes again for Sydney. We did the nerves a couple minutes ago, and we redid the ALS, MS, Parkinson's type work. So we just did that as well on top of the work we did earlier. That was for everybody. Okay, so anyways, we're going to do breast. Kathy T. Let's send this to Kathy T. also. She's another one that's working breast from the Haverhill group. Okay. So, let's go to triple warmers. 16, 17. Metabolism. Detox. GB22 growth hormone, 22/23 BL6 endocrine. Breast is endocrine. Here we go back through the motor, the sensory, the brainstem. For the brainstem cells, BL9, GB17. Let's open the occipital ridge, GB12. C5, 6, 7 is long thoracic diaphragm. Also opens up breast and lip. Open up T4, kidney 24, breast. Open up. So when we get the long thoracic, we also get ghrelin at T6. Kidney 22, ghrelin. Open up. The T1, 2, 3, 4, 7, the focus T4, kidney 27, 26, 25, 24, focus there with 21. Open up T9, ST21, kidney 20 for the liver. Open up the C6, 7 for the bone. Open up the brainstem into the throat area as well. To CN7, CN11 for Marie Patrice. So we got the breast. We got the lungs, the phrenic nerve, the oxygenation, the ghrelin, the bone. Let's bring it to the hips too, that bone work for Kathy. Take it from the, okay, so we got all the aspects. We got the metabolism, the growth hormone, the brain stem cells, the phrenic, the immune, the oxygenation. Okay, so we got it all. So let's take it from, let's go to yin tang. Also works emotional balance. Help clear the trauma. Tai yang. CN8, GB8, kidney 27, back down to 1, and ground. Liver 3, kidney 1. Okay, we have done the insomnia, we did the PTSD. I'm sending chi to that butt boil. So sorry, that sounds so awful. Tahoe, I always assume you're in Tahoe with your name. I don't really know that. We've done the inflammation. We've done the emotional stuff a couple times, which addresses things like our memory, our focus, etc. Yes, we just did the breast, lungs, and phrenic. Neurovertigo from neck and brain. We've done a lot of neck, brain, nerve work. Vertigo. Okay, so when we're at CN8, that's another good one for vertigo. The neocortex loop also to open that up. The circulation is really good for the migraines. We did Happy Mama's Perfect Blood. So Bruce isn't feeling well with his gut, but we're working on the lungs. So we're going to do the lungs, then we're going to do the lymphoma, then we're going to do cervix, genital with skin, and then I think we are done. More busy and fidgety than usual. Okay, I wonder if that's because so many of us are very used to the chi and they're not so much. I mean, you put them in the other day. It's interesting. It's interesting to see. I mean, I'm fidgety, but I'm relaxed. I'm fidgety in my chair. Okay, anyways, let's go back and do Bruce. Let's work on him and make him feel better. Okay. You just never know what the stuff Tom does. Okay, Bruce, triple warmer, 16, 17. GB22, 23. BL6. Bring it back through motor and sensory, the nerve pathways to the brain stem. Helps balance respiratory, works with any discomfort and pain. I know yesterday your shoulder was really hurting too, so we're always working that as well. Let's take Yiming for the stomach issues. Also, any kind of fluid issues for anybody. So we're opening up the GI tract, top to bottom. Let's open up the occipital ridge, GB12, C5, 6, 7, long thoracic, T6, diaphragm, T1, T2, T3, T6, focus, T3, T6, lungs, diaphragm, oxygenation, T7, 8 through 12, especially the upper GI. So let's focus, T7, blood supply, T8, we have the esophagus and the pancreas, sugar balancing for the diabetic folks. T8, T9 is stomach, liver, which is probably what we're looking at. Stomach, liver, gallbladder, bile duct, T9, T10. Open it up for Bruce. Open up the meal warmers, ST21 to 25 as well. Bring it through the whole GI system for Bruce. Bring it to the hips for Bruce and Marcia. L4, 5, pudendal, S2, 3, 4, and 5, behind the knees, down to the ankles. Take the phrenic to the diaphragm for Bruce. Take the upper kidney meridian, 25 for the lungs. Open lung 1, lung 2. Open up subclavians, the right shoulder, the kidney meridian down, the gut, the middle warmers. Open up the left hip. Pull the chi right down through the knees to the feet. Stomach 36 is another GI tract point. So below the knees, it also recharges the batteries. CV4, CV6, back to the ground. Liver 3, kidney 1. Carolyn's lung is in there. Also Virginia's lung was in there. I don't think Carolyn is on today. Not you, Carolyn, with frontal lobe. The other Carolyn that Janice puts in. Okay. Anyways, we're going to do lymph next. So gene C123, LMT123, L123, S123. Take it behind the knees to the ankles. Open triple warmer, 16, 17. Open metabolism, growth hormone, GB22, telomerase, 23, BL6. Endocrine, again, through motor, sensory endorphins, nerve pathways through the brainstem, yiming. Yiming and the hypothalamus both help regulate fluid. GV17, 18, let's do tendon, muscle, ligaments again along the neocortex loop, the occipital ridge to GV12, C5, C6, 7, T6, LI17, CV17, phrenic back and front. Again, T3, kidney, 25 for the lymph, back, front, sympathetic, parasympathetic, bring it down. T7, open up pudendal, S2 through 5 again, behind the knees, down to ankles, vagus, down. Take it right down to the ouch point, also pudendal, stomach, 30, liver, 12, spleen, 12. Let's get the blood plasma, liver 13, 14, we bring the chi from the chest to the feet. We're running down the spleen meridian, fluid balancing the system, working circulation down to the feet and toes. Also opening up for the immunes, the anti-inflammatory work. We're taking that down, back up below the knees, recharge. Jean, I'm tingling so much. Lower dantians. Whew, wow. Excuse me again. Lower dantians. Ouch point. Middle warmers. Heart center. Thoracic duct. Recycle the lymphatic back to the feet. Ground, liver 3, kidney 1, Cynthia, cervix, genital skin, work the triple warmers. One more time, metabolism, healthy balanced cells, GV22, 23, endocrine, BL6. Take that back again. Brain stem cells on the brain stem. Take the occipital ridge, we'll hit the points for the skin, the blood supply to the lower body from there, as well as our long thoracic for oxygenation. GB12, C5, C6, 7, T6, open up the diaphragm, open up LI17, CV17, kidney 22 again, diaphragm, ghrelin, metabolism, open up T1, 2, 3, 4, 7, focus T4 for skin, kidney 24, kidney 27, 6, 5, 4, 21. Again, T cells, B cells, immune function. T7 is blood supply down, so into the pelvic bowl for the L2, S3 work. Take kidney 15, kidney 9, open the back and the front. Bring the chi down. Open the pudendal nerve, S2 through 5, into the pelvic floor, into the pelvic organs. Bring it down on the front from the chest. And as we bring it down, we're balancing immunes, respiratory, opening diaphragm, opening metabolism, opening the GI tract, genitourinary, pelvic bowl, focusing there below the knees. We recharge back to the lower dantians, focus for lower GI and pelvic. Send it to Elaine too in the Quincy group. Back to the feet in the ground. Strength, support, balance, grounding. Okay. So for everybody now, we're just going to send chi to all of us at once. Hopefully I had all the requests. It looks like I did, though. Okay. Okay, so with gratitude always to Tom. And you all just want to relax, soak up the chi. If we have anybody we want to include, this is a good time to think about them. If we have their permission, we always want permission. Leave everybody grounded, but this really opens everything up one more time, top to bottom, back and front. And we have opened everything up fully multiple times. Okay, everybody, thanks for being here today. I'm back to running over consistently, so I'll try to work on that next time, Friday. And good to have you all here. Hopefully everybody's feeling better. And I will see you Friday morning at 9. So everyone have a great day. Take care. Stay well.